Hello, welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Finn.
And me, Alice. Hello.
Today we're talking about defining relative clauses.
That's right, defining relative clauses. We'll explain what they are.
We'll look at how they work.
We'll hear lots of examples.
And we'll have a quiz to practice what we've learned. So, on with the show. Let's start by looking at what relative clauses are and how we make them.
Yes. Defining relative clauses give information about a noun in a sentence or question. They define or give more information about the thing that we are talking about. And here's Catherine with our first example.
Have you seen the shoes that I bought today?
The defining relative clause is the phrase "that I bought today," and it tells us which shoes Catherine is talking about.
That's right. Catherine probably has several pairs of shoes. Adding the phrase "that I bought today" tells us exactly which shoes she means.
So let's have a closer look at the grammar of relative clauses. We start with a noun and then we add a relative pronoun such as who or that, plus a verb phrase. The relative pronoun who is for people, Catherine.
The man who owns this restaurant is my best friend.
So, the defining relative clause, who owns this restaurant, tells us exactly which man is Catherine's best friend.
The pronoun which is for things, and we use that for both people and things. Here's an example with which.
Spring is the season which I enjoy the most.
Me too. So, to give more information about a thing, the season, we add the relative pronoun which, plus the verb phrase, I enjoy the most.
Here's another example.
That woman is the doctor who saw me yesterday.
This time, the pronoun who refers to the doctor. And the doctor is the subject of the verb saw. The doctor saw Catherine.
Right. Who refers to the subject of the verb? The doctor who saw me yesterday. Now, this next example is slightly different. Listen carefully.
That woman is the doctor who I saw yesterday.
Again, who refers to the doctor? But this time, the doctor is the object of the verb saw. Catherine saw the doctor.
So, the rule is, when the pronoun refers to the subject, it's...
She's the doctor who saw me yesterday.
And when the pronoun refers to the object, it's...
She's the doctor who I saw yesterday.
Now, some people like to use whom instead of who in object relative clauses.
The doctor whom I saw.
And that's fine. Whom is correct here.
Although who is probably more common in spoken English these days.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about defining relative clauses.
And now it's quiz time. They're all about Harry Potter, these questions. So if you like the film, maybe easier for you.
Brilliant.
I'll say some keywords and you have to make them into a sentence with a defining relative clause. Now, here's the first one. Robbie Coltrane, actor, play, Hagrid.
Right. Robbie Coltrane is the actor who played Hagrid in Harry Potter.
That's the one. And another. Hogwarts. School. Harry Potter. Go.
Right. Hogwarts is the school that Harry Potter went to.
Very good. Last one. Hermione. Marry. Ron Weasley.
Ooh. Hermione is the girl who married Ron Weasley.
Or as an object clause, it's...
Hermione is the girl who Ron Weasley married.
Well done if you got those right. Now, before we finish, there's just time to mention that in everyday English, it's fine to leave out the pronoun completely when the relative pronoun is the object of the relative clause.
For example, Hermione is the girl who Ron Weasley married becomes...
Hermione is the girl Ron Weasley married.
Oh, don't you think she should have married Harry?
Well, I really think it's Hermione's choice, Alice.
Fair enough.
So that's the end of our brief look at defining relative clauses. They begin with a pronoun and go after the noun that you want to define.
Yes, there's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar.
Bye.
Bye.